I'm Jimmy J. Today on Rewind, Trade Martin and I remember Marsha Lytle, founding member of Bill Haley's Comets, who we lost on May 25th, 2013.
All right, now, Trade, you are in for a treat. You know, this guy that's hanging on the line right now is known as the last madman of rock and roll, and he truly is, because Marshall was pretty much a crazy wild man, too. And I expect my friend for a long time, Paul Revere, to add some rock and roll madness to this show. Paul Revere of Paul Revere and the Raiders, welcome.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Good morning, gang. A very sad morning, but I'm so glad that I'm able to be on the phone with you. I had really had looking forward to talking with my buddy Marshall. I was just so surprised when I found out he beat me to rock and roll heaven. I just couldn't believe it.
Kathy's on the line, by the way, too. I don't know if you're aware of that, but Kathy's on the phone with us, too.
Oh, Kathy, I love you. I'm thinking about you constantly. And I'll talk to you more later, okay, Kathy?
Okay, Paul.
Oh, I was just thinking about, you know, all the things, you know, it's like, Bill Haley's Comets was my, if I sound a little drunk, it's because of medication from allergies and stuff. So if I sound a little slurry, it's because it's early in the morning and I haven't had my coffee yet. But, anyway, Marshall, oh my God, I just remember, how excited I was when I saw the Comets, and I told Bob Harmon, I said we got to book the boys on the rock and roll cruise, and they came on the cruise and they knocked it out of the park. I knew they would. I knew they'd kill them, and they were just wonderful. And then when I had a chance to open the Dick Clark American Bandstand Theater in Branson, then that was at the top of my list. I said, we got to have Bill Haley's Comets there, because that's the beginning of rock and roll. We got to have them as one of the acts at the theater. So they were there with us during those years. Then they did some more of the rock and roll cruises, and then we went over to Andy Williams Theater, and Marshall, he's just the most amazing positive human being I think I've ever met. Nothing would stop this guy. I mean, a guy, I went up to see him at the hospital when they chopped off his damn foot, and he showed me, I went, oh my God. And the next time I go back, they chopped off another hunk of it. I go, Marshall, you gotta get out of here before there's nothing left. and he would just laugh. He would just go, oh no, Paul, it's okay. And then he tried to show me what they had done, and I damn near passed out. And then he felt bad. And he said, I'm sorry, Paul. He said, I said, oh, Marshall, I just can't believe it. And then when he's going through his prostate treatment, the guy is driving from Branson, Missouri, an hour to Springfield, Missouri, and getting a treatment, his chemo and radiation, and driving back to the Andy Williams Theater and doing a damn show every afternoon, doing a show. After his medication. And he did it for 6 weeks, because he had to do 6 weeks of radiation.
Wow.
And the guy never missed a show. And he'd be sitting on a stool, and I'd watch the show, and I thought he was going to pass out, because I knew he was weak. I mean, I couldn't believe what this guy was going through. And you could never see him not smiling. I'd see him backstage, he'd laugh, smiling. And when he finally got his little electric cart, he was so excited, he was showing off, and he was bamming in every damn thing in the hallway like he was a bumper car. And the guy has always been such an inspiration to me. No matter what, I will never let anything get me down. I couldn't believe it, this guy. I could not believe what a
He had a great attitude. He had a great attitude.
Oh, my God. Marshall, you were one of a kind, and definitely be the first madman of rock and roll.
Here's Paul Revere and the Raiders now from 1966 on Rewind.
Girl, you thought you found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still keeps you uptight. mess inside. When you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like
kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, but not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Will you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise? But it ain't happened yet, so girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like
just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Kicks just keep getting harder to find.
You don't need kicks, girl.
Bringing you peace of mind.
Just need help, girl.
Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
And don't it seem like
kicks just keep getting harder to find.
You don't need kicks, girl.
Remembering Marshall Lytle of Bill Haley's Comets will continue. I'm Jimmy J.
Straight.